Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a NFC divisional playoff win, Motown Monday, before the Commanders head to Philadelphia for the NFC championship game. That's right. We haven't said that around these here parts in quite a long time. Joining us now is our guy, former head coach of the Redskins, longtime NFL offensive coordinator and good all-around guy, Jay Gruden, on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling. All home of Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. And with that, we welcome in Jay Gruden on the hotline. Jay, good afternoon. Happy NFC Championship for the Commanders Monday. How are you?
I'm doing great down here in chilly Florida.
Chilly Florida, my ass. Chilly Florida. Get lost, Jay. What is it, like 64 degrees?
Actually, it's cold. It's like 45.
Ooh, okay. Well, I mean, Jay, don't break out the gloves and the scarf and the ice scrapers, you know, just yet. It was very cold when I got back home from Detroit last night, and it was quite cold standing outside of Ford Field in Comerica Park I guess that was early Sunday morning, waiting for the shuttle bus. But you know what? It felt pretty good because the Commanders, Jay, destroyed the Detroit Lions. You know, I didn't pick them to win. I thought they would lose by a field goal. I picked them to cover the number 9, 9.5, whatever people got it at. I thought it would be a close game, but never in my wildest imaginations could I have thought they were going to win that game and win it by 14.
Yeah, no, it's hard to pick that one. You know, Detroit coming off a bye, well-rested, come off a big win against Minnesota. They played great all season long. We all know about their injuries on defense, a few of their main players, but still, you know, to get the whooping like they got by Washington was – nobody could predict that one. That second quarter was as good a football played by one team in a quarter that I can remember a long time.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, did that remind you – like, I kept thinking of Doug Williams in the Super Bowl, in Super Bowl 22 against Denver – when he won the Super Bowl and he was the Super Bowl MVP and they scored 35 points in the second quarter. I thought of Robert, second quarter in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Sometimes, I don't know how, it just, like, you come alive and you wake up and you smell the roses and everything pretty much goes right. And they gave up stuff, obviously, on defense, but from an offensive perspective and the defense contributing the pick six. I mean, like you said, you can't author a better script really than that.
Yeah, no, it was awesome to see, you know, and, you know, they came out not flat. I wouldn't say they came out flat, but they had a nice opening drive. They got stopped on the turnover and downs on the quarterback sneak by Mariota, and they drove down kicked the field goal. So 7-3, and it's, the game was going kind of what people thought. And then they got the fumble, the big fumble by Jared Goff, and Armstrong was a huge play. I mean, that was a great front. They got Armstrong on the guard, which is their weak link. Their left guard is their weak link, I think, on their offensive line. And then everything, all hell break loose. You know, that's when the touchdown came, and then the interception for touchdown, and the confidence just started to rise and rise and rise. And you see them, the pep in the step. It was just a train on a train tracks, man. It just couldn't be stopped.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Armstrong. That was the third series. Jay, I go back to the first series, too. I'm curious on your thoughts before we talk about Jaden and the offense and everything. You know, that first series, Zane Gonzalez kicks the ball out of bounds. So you get the ball at the 40, which is not something you want to do against the Detroit Lions. Give them, you know, even more yardage or even less space to go, right? Because they can gobble it up pretty quickly, as we saw on several of those drives. And yet the defense comes out and pitches a three and out, and they were flying off the line of scrimmage. Dante Fowler in the backfield for a big run loss. Luvu had a big run loss, stop on first down. Ball a little bit behind on third down, but pretty good coverage from Marshawn Lattimore against Tim Patrick. I mean, you know, that gets lost when you give up 500 plus yards and then you win a game by 14. But that was important, I thought, too.
Yeah, just show that they can make a stop. You know, nobody thought that Detroit could be stopped, and to get three and out on the first drive. Hell yeah, that helps the spirit of everybody on defense and offense. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of instances in this game you can point to, but just overall beatdown is what I witnessed from afar in Florida here watching it on television. It just it was a great thing to watch. It was, you know, defense did give up some hits. They gave up almost 500 yards of offense, but they made plays when they had to make plays. They created turnovers. And what can you say about offensively? Jaden Daniels just never makes the wrong play.
Yeah, before we get, again, more into him, how much do you think the loss of, I mean, we've talked about the loss of Aiden Hutchinson and Aleem McNeil, but early on in the game, they lose their starting quarterback, Amir Robertson, to a broken arm. Do you think that had a pretty major effect, or kind of subtle, or how do you kind of view that?
I think it was a major effect. You know, the outcome, I don't know how much it would have been different, but it was major because he did a great job in the last game against Justin Jefferson. Justin only had three catches, and he was the one traveling with them for the majority of the game. They had some double coverage on him as well, but he did an amazing job, and I imagine he was going to be the one trailing Terry throughout the game, and when he goes down, your plan has to kind of change. You play more zone, fire zones. You play more coverages may change when you don't have your best corner.
Well, I mean, to that point, excuse me, Austin Eckler said, hey, man, they play, I don't know if he was talking about before, but Robinson was hurt so early in that game, they played a lot more zone, right? And that's kind of like what you're just alluding to. I mean, if you don't have that guy to match up, then you have to maybe alter what you want to do.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In addition, am I wrong on this, Jay? Usually, and Jaden doesn't seem affected by anything, but usually against younger quarterbacks, you want to throw more zone because it's harder to read and more confusing and more difficult for a young quarterback to dissect.
Yeah, especially if it's a running quarterback, you want to have eyes on the quarterback doesn't escape and gut you with his legs. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot more zone this week from Vic Fangio and Philadelphia. He likes to play a lot of zone, and he'll sprinkle in some, man. But, you know, they lost Quinyon Mitchell, so they'll probably be relegated to a lot of quarters and cover two and cover three and just try to change it up in that regard.
Yeah, that's a huge loss for them. We don't know, you know, exactly the status moving forward, but obviously a big part of it. Same with Jalen Hurts. More on that in a sec on the NFC Championship game. Jay Gruden joining us. He's brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, as he is each and every Monday at 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. So the Terry touchdown, I mean, listen, we've seen this team with the horizontal passing game all year. We saw it the first four plays. They were just getting the ball out of Jaden's hands, moving the ball on that first drive that you mentioned before they bogged down, and I thought a bad spot on the Jamison Crowder play. But the Terry touchdown, you know, it's 14-10 Detroit after Laporta's great catch in the back of the end zone. And again, you think, well, just when this game is starting to maybe get away from them a little bit, they come right back. They get the 58-yard score. But it was the blocking, I thought, by, I think it was OZ and Diami at the point of attack that was so crucial on that play, Jay.
Yeah, it was. And great job by Jaden getting out and putting it in a perfect location. And then, obviously, Terry split them, and then Joseph's safety had a terrible angle. And Terry just showed us why he's so valuable. He's got that burst, that explosion. He can get from 0 to 60 fast, and that's what he does, and that's what he did. And that's a big play in the game. And this is part of their offense. This is what they've done all year long. They have run alerts. You know, if the Detroit loads up and stops run, they flip out the bubble screen or two-man bubble screen, three-man surface, whatever it might be. And they've had a lot of success all year because their receivers are willing to block. And not many teams have this many type of receivers that are willing to stick their face in the fire for their partner to get the touchdown.
And when they talk, you know, like – I'm sure we talked about it at some point, but that was part of the reason why Jahan Dotson didn't work out with this regime, because he couldn't block on the perimeter, right?
Can't run the ball. You have to run away from him, or he just has to clear out the corner or whatever. You know, it's kind of a pain in the neck. So having those guys with that versatility, I'm sure that's why they signed Noah Brown, even though he got hurt. He's a big physical guy at the point of attack, and Diami's willing to do it, and OZ's willing to do it, and I know Jameis's willing to do it, and Terry's obviously willing to do it. So it makes everything balanced. You know, you can run screens to either side. You can run the ball to either side. Anybody can come dig out the safety if they load up the box. So, yeah, it helps out the play caller a lot. It takes a lot of stress off of his shoulders where he doesn't have to flip formations and do all the things necessary to get your best blocker in place when all of them can do it.
And Jamison Crowder, you just mentioned him. Again, I mentioned him on the bad, I thought, bad spot. What's the deal with that, Jay? On the first drive, again, it's like 3rd and 13, and he catches the ball in the right flat, and he sprints ahead, and it looked like live from where I was, which is the opposite side of the field, that he gets it, that he dives. I went back and I watched it on replay, slowed it down. It still looks like he crossed. Yet there was no challenge for the spot. There was no challenge. There was no, like, this stupid replay review thing that the NFL has that they don't use when it makes sense. They do use when it doesn't make sense. What is the deal with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he had a first down clear, too. I was sitting, and then when I saw the quarterback, I kind of turned my head, and I just saw the quarterback sneak, and I what the hell happened? I thought he had the first down. Yeah, I think that's something, you know, you got to get from upstairs. Hey, is it worth challenging? They've been so good on fourth down. Maybe they thought this was a good fourth and one play. They could get the fourth down without risking losing a timeout.
Yeah.
But in the first half, I think a challenge probably would have been good there. But everything worked out.
It did. Speaking of that fourth down play, I wanted to spend a moment with you because I was confused on that. Again, went back and watched it. But live, I thought Marcus Mariota, like everybody seems to think B-Rob was at fault because he kind of banged into Marcus Mariota as Mariota kind of pulled back, if you will. What do you make out of that? Because it looked like he went forward first and then kind of like, oh, wait a second. And everybody thought he was trying to pitch it back to B-Rob. How did you read that whole play out?
I don't know what to make of that play. I was confused. It looked like he was trying to pitch it back to Jaden. I don't know what the hell. He came in motion, took the snap, went forward, and then he looked back at B-Rob and Jaden. And I don't know. That's something Cliff will have to answer to. Mm-hmm. But it sure as hell looked like he was trying to pitch it for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Another key sequence in my eyes, Jay, like they call a phantom face mask on Dante Fowler. Just a terrible call again. I have no idea why we can't use replay review. That keys a drive because that was a third down run stop for negative yardage. Even Dan Campbell, as crazy as he is, wouldn't have gone for it. But Gibbs gets the 8-yard touchdown and it's 31-28 and you think, oh man, this thing is just slipping away. And then they go on a 15-play drive, which we've seen this team do, and finish it off with a Brian Robinson 1-yard touchdown run, his second of the game. To me, the ability to answer almost every time on Saturday night and throughout the year is just incredible, and that just kind of broke the back, if you will, of Detroit.
They have all year been a great complimentary football team, defense for their offense and offense for the defense. That was a great time. If you ever needed to put together a long drive to give your defense a little bit of a boil, it was that time right there, because you see they're starting to get a little bit gassed. And a 15-play drive to eat up the clock, to freshen up the defense, to get everybody back involved. Yeah, you're right. I think that's a drive of the day. That might have been a drive of the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 15 plays, 70 yards, 8:28, spanning the third quarter into the fourth quarter, and put them back up by 10. What did you make of Dan Campbell's decision to go onside kick with 5 minutes left to go, having all three timeouts plus the 2-minute warning, down 14 after they make the Bates field goal 45-31? Jay, with 5 minutes left, man, and as explosive as my offense is, even though it's been a bad night, I'm not giving, you know, basically the Commanders guaranteed the ball at midfield there. Am I missing something or...
No, I think that was too early. I think you kick off, try to get a 3-and-out. I know it's hard. You haven't been doing it all night, but I think you have your 3 timeouts, 2-minute warning, get the stop, and then obviously you have to use the onside kick on the second one. But yeah, that was a little early. The percentages, plus you're up, you're down 14, and you're basically giving them a field goal attempt. I know Zane missed the field goal, but going down 17, the game's over. It's over.
You're right, because you're right. I forgot about that missed field goal. Exactly. That's right. I forgot about that. They didn't stall out. I mean, they stalled out technically, but, they did have an opportunity, to add points. Yeah, I didn't like that, at all. And I don't know if that's what he was apologizing for, saying it was my fault or just in general the loss. But either way, it worked out in the Commander's favor. Jay Gruden is with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, as he is each and every Monday as we rewind on an NFC division playoff win for the Commanders in Detroit. All right, you already mentioned a little bit, obviously, with the Eagles' third matchup. Jay, you know that organization. You know what it's like to take on a divisional opponent, so on and so forth. Jalen Hurts is banged up. Quinyon Mitchell is banged up. They barely got through Sean McVay and the Rams, and they needed elite performance from Saquon Barkley. What's an early read on the NFC Championship in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, all fingers point to Saquon and the running attack of Saquon and Jalen. If Jalen's banged up, that'll help a lot, because Jalen had a nice hit. He had 70 yards rushing a touchdown. You know, they rushed for almost 300 yards consistently. I think they're number one or number two behind Baltimore. They're 1-2 in the National Football League as far as running the football, and that's the key. And that should open up things for A.J. Brown, but it really hasn't. That's the thing that makes you scratch your head. Why isn't A.J. Brown more of a factor to Devontae Smith when this running game is so potent? I mean, you think you'd be getting some unbelievable looks for these guys to have some big plays, but they're really not. They're not capitalizing.
They did have an important slant, though, right before that, I think, second Barkley touchdown, if memory serves. I was trying to watch the game on the plane. I think they did have a good slant to a short, quick slant on third down to A.J. Brown. But that was, to your point, that was about it.
That's it. Yeah, he dropped a nice go ball, but he had 2 catches, and Devontae only had 4 for 21. And, you know, so, yeah, I think All eyeballs got to be on Saquon and Jalen in the backfield, and then they let the coverage guys stand up. Sanistrel's doing a good job. Obviously, Lattimore, I think they can stand up in a single high version and try to get Jin down there in the box, and let's stop Saquon and see if they can throw it to beat us.
And obviously, you know, one more on this game, just, again, early read. I mean, Hurts had the big touchdown run early in the game. So clearly he was fine there and his legs were working and all that stuff. Then he gets banged up and it almost seemed like, okay, not only were they not running with him, but they were not throwing with him as well. And it was really all about Saquon Barkley and just grinding it out, which, again, makes some sense. But as a play caller, or as a head coach, how do you know when to kind of have that balance and what you can do when your game plan, you spend all week in practice, game plan, all the film study preparing for this, yet my guy's not banged up enough to get him out of there, and yet he can't really do what I need him to do.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a big dilemma they have. I mean, throwing for 129 yards in a game like this was, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is why they can't throw the ball better with the athletes that they have on the field. It's just in the offensive line. It's not like the quarterback's getting hit every time. I mean, they have a good offensive line, too. They have a good tight end. So they have a tight end presence. They have a great running back out of the backfield. They have two excellent wide receivers. So it's one of the mysteries we'll never know.
Well, maybe we'll find out more this Sunday in Philadelphia. Speaking of which, Jalen Carter, he's awesome. I think we all know that. But the Rams seemed to do a pretty decent job against him when they were doubling him, and as you would expect, right? And now with no Sam Cosmi, and boy, was that a brutal blow for Washington. I mean, would you expect, I assume, you know, Trent Scott is going to play right guard like he did in replace of Cosmi. Would you expect a ton of double teams every snap? How do you kind of design a plan to keep Jalen Carter, I guess, as limited as you can and not give up stuff to like Nolan Smith and all the and Zach Bond and all those other guys who can fly around and make plays?
Yeah, I think if everything's equal, I'm sure they'll turn the protection to Jalen Carter, you know, unlike what the Rams did late in the game and they let him get one-on-one and sack fumble for Matthew Stafford. So that's what we got to try to avoid. So I'm sure Tyler, the center, will do a good job of directing his help to
Tyler Badass, Jay. Tyler Badass.
Yeah, love that guy. I'm sure he'll do the best he can. And sometimes that'll put your back in arms, or, you know, your back will have to step up and block a blitzing linebacker from time to time. But you're better safe than sorry. Very similar when, you know, we went against Aaron Donald, some of the great defensive linemen. You got to try to do the best you can to get four hands on that guy every time.
Yes, sir. Jay Gruden with us, Ted Britt Automotive Group. All right, before we let you go, thought on the Baltimore-Buffalo game last night. I mean, listen, I know Lamar wasn't great outside of the first drive and the final drive, but, as not great as he was, that one ain't on him. Unfortunately, that's on Mark Andrews, not only the drop of the two-point conversion, which is right in his hands, but also the fumble earlier on a big catch, and then he had a drop of a wide – that drop didn't hurt them because they scored after that, but my goodness, what a nightmare for Mark Andrews last night.
Yeah, it's tough to be Mark Andrews today. You know, they played their ass off coming back and getting themselves in position to send it to overtime. You know, I don't know if it would have gone because Josh Allen still had a minute 20 left, but they weren't moving the ball that easily on Baltimore's defense. But yeah, that's a shame to watch. But that just goes to show you how impressive Washington has been. They don't turn the ball over. As much as Jaden Daniels touches the ball and the receivers and tight ends and backs, zero turnovers again. All four teams that won, none of them had a turnover. So that's a very important part of the game. So hats off to these four teams. I think that's going to be a critical point moving forward for all four teams. The team that protects the ball will be the team that wins because they're all close games.
You know, they did turn the ball over five times against Philadelphia last time and still scored 36 points, which is pretty scary.
That's right.
You're pretty scary. Quick thought before we spring you loose on Houston and Kansas City. I mean, that game pretty much played out, you know, kind of the way I think most people expected. And I know there were some controversial calls against Houston. I was trying to watch that while doing a show from Ford Field, so I wasn't totally locked in on that game. But what did you see there?
I saw an offensive line had no clue how to pick up a blitz. Stroud was sacked eight times. They couldn't kick a field goal, and they don't deserve to win. If you can't protect the quarterback, you don't know where the free runners are going. Spagnuolo is a very good defensive coordinator, but there's no reason to have that many free runners in the quarterback's face. So they got to figure out a way to pick up blitzes, and teams moving forward. Buffalo, I'm sure, will have a plan, and I'm sure Washington or Philadelphia have a plan against Spags, but 8 sacks, a couple missed field goals. You don't deserve to win there, Chris. You just
I'm with you. And Buffalo and Kansas City, another round. Josh Allen and the Bills won in Buffalo in the regular season, and now we'll see at Arrowhead, and of course the Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. Sure helps to have a quarterback now, doesn't it, Jay?
Yeah, it does. I mean, and Detroit, they tried their tails off the blitz, Jay to Jane. Just stands back there and drops it to the right guy every time and doesn't get sacked.
Cool as a cucumber, for sure. Jay, thank you as always. Great to catch up with you, and enjoy the week. And, man, it's a lot of fun up here, and we'll see if the ride can continue on the way to New Orleans.
All right, Chris, thanks for having me.
There you go. That is Jay Gruden. Brought to you by, again, the Ted Britt Automotive Group, on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven, easy for me to say, by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. Again, the Commanders win 45-31 on Saturday night in Detroit, advance to the NFC Championship game where they will play the Philadelphia Eagles for a third time this year, and it's yours right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock via our friends at Westwood One Sports. When we return, we're going to hear from Commanders owner Josh Harris. A very quick catch-up with him outside the Commanders locker room, along with Ben Standing of The Athletic. That's next, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.